service you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895-3221 or visiting mynextfiber.com. You may also subscribe by visiting North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's office.
At Arvest Bank, we're ready to help turn your money into more money. With Arvest 7-month no penalty CD, you get a guaranteed rate of 5.00 annual percentage yield, earning interest on day one. Plus unexpected flexibility. If you need to withdraw early, there's no penalty, unlike most CDs. Now that's helpful. Open an account today at arvest.com/flexible savings or at any of our 200 plus locations. Member FDIC, $1,000 minimum to open. No withdrawals permitted within the first 6 days.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Back here at Claire Bates Arena at halftime here, Lady Bombers with the lead, 34-21. Jaylee Yonkers wearing the net out. We are joined at halftime for the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show with Coach Josh Vulture. We'll check stats here in just a moment. Coach, what a great way to spend a Saturday.
You know, rather be no other place than Claire Bates Arena. Fun fact, Claire Bates was a 1932 graduate of Mountain Home.
Really?
Former Lady Bomber, no.
Yeah, I knew
that's
that was because they have a big poster over there of them over there. But
I got all our listeners at home for about 2 seconds.
Coach, been a good first two games of conference. I mean, anything you want to say about that? I mean, how do you keep the momentum going now that you're kind of off schedule a little bit with the weather?
It's all good. You know, we're one day behind, but I mean, if you live in the past, you won't have much success. So we live in the now, the present, and the future. And what's up next is Van Buren. Uh-huh. And, you know, we told the guys enjoy the Tuesday victory till midnight, just like every other night. And then we turned the page. And, you know, Van Buren has our full attention. They've got an outstanding team. They're sitting here, you know, top of the conference. And that's kind of where we want to be. And this is our first road conference game, so that's, you know, all conference games are challenging, but games on the road are always tough. Teams, you know, and this is a really good shooting team, and you put them in their home arena, and that makes them even more dangerous.
Of course, you have one young man on Van Buren's squad, that Trenton Cooley, who's not really known for his shooting. He ended up on SportsCenter the other day, but I mean, this is just a well-rounded team that we're going to see today, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, Trenton's, I like his game, super athletic, great aggressive defender, knocks down the open three. You know, they've got, you know, he's a returner from last year, and then they've got three other outstanding players that have played a lot of basketball together. That's point guard Basul. You know, he's kind of the one that gets them going, but right behind them, you've got the McDonald kid. You know, he's so much trouble because he shoots with such great range that there's going to be some and then number one, he's going to be another issue. So a lot, they've got outstanding guard play, but you know what kind of been a surprise is their inside 21, the Denton kid. He's played really well, and he's a junior. He's got a bright future ahead of him. Nice, polished post-up game. Does a really good job. I like him. But, you know, there's a lot to like about this team, and there's a lot to like about our team. So it'd be two good basketball teams hook it up here.
So you got your two games into your conference season so far, two big home wins. This is the first road game you've had in over a month. What are some things that you look for on the road? And you're just, I mean, because you're in the middle of the test right now. You know, you prepare for the test, you know, all the way from March to December. I mean, what are you looking for in the next four games?
We're going to ask our guys to be level three competitors. You know, level three competitor, you know, you it doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter what the situation is. You're always competing to be your very best. And you don't play the scoreboard. You don't play the energy from the fans. You don't play the location. You're in between the lines. You're playing the game of basketball, and you're playing your opponent. And you're wanting to be – we want them to be at their very best, because if they're not at their very best, then they're not going to win. And we need our guys all on the same page. Communication is going to be key, because some of the things we're going to do defensively. And we're going to have to be really consistent, because there's so much of a court to guard with these guys, because they all can put it on the floor. They can all shoot it. It's a really outstanding perimeter squad. And, you know, we've got our hands full, but that's what we're looking for. We're looking for the guys to just be focused, do what they need to do, follow the game plan, and we'll just see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. So, I mean, we're looking at this today, playing this game. And we're not too much behind schedule. Everyone's played their game that was supposed to happen last night, either last night or Thursday. But, I mean, you know, you don't want to look ahead, but you have to look ahead at this forecast that's coming in here. How do you – when you know something like that is coming, how do you prepare for that?
Don't worry about it. It's not a thing that we can control. All we can control is getting ready for our next opponent. And, you know, that's on me and Coach Morris. We always preparing ahead. So we've got our game plan ready for our next opponent. But our kids just need to be focused on Van Buren. So, you know, the weather comes, it comes. If it does, you know, if it don't, it don't. Regardless, we'll have our kids ready. And, you know, just do whatever it takes.
I think what we were telling, we both kind of said to Tim Stewart at Siloam, was like, we know it's conference season. We know we're playing Siloam when it's snowing outside.
Yeah, it's been interesting, you know, all these games so far. But, you know, with weather and the forecast. But, you know, those are things we can't control. So,
oh, yeah.
We'll just, you know, we'll show up when my boss, Coach Husky, tells me to show up. And we'll have our team ready whenever we do.
Balch, appreciate the time. Go get him, boss.
Deacon. Appreciate you, my friend. Go Bombers. Thanks to KTLO.
Go Bombers. This has been the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're going to check a few stats here before we send you off. Jayla Yonkers has hit 5 threes. She's got 17 first-half points. Lakin Moore's got 13 points. Adam Carm with a layup and Whitten Coleman with a three. That's all the scoring for Mountain Home. Cam Schmidt's got 9 points for Van Buren. Aspen Cohn hit a three. And J.C. Odom's got 6 points. So, this has been the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Lady Bombers lead 34-21. We'll take a short little break and bring you the second half of action. This is Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and the Bomber Sports Network. And we'll have you the second half of action here in just a moment.
Don't wake up in the middle of the night with icicles hanging from your nose because your heat went out. Call Central Heating and Cooling today if you need a new system or to start a planned maintenance. For us to come out and clean and check your unit, change the air filters to ensure your comfort and safety. And as always, our planned maintenance customers are a top priority. Call us today at 425-4717 or visit centralheatingandcooling.net. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your carrier factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.